SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, sekitar 100 miliar garment baru dibuat setiap tahun untuk memenuhi permintaan konsumen global, dan pakaian yang jarang dipakai menumpuk di tempat pembuangan sampah. Namun ada pula yang disumbangkan ke toko-toko amal barang bekas untuk memasok layanan penting bagi orang-orang yang kurang beruntung di dalam masyarakat. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Di awal tahun 60-an, Han, kelahiran Vietnam, untuk pertama kalinya memasuki dunia belanja barang bekas ketika ia tiba di Australia lebih dari 30 tahun yang lalu.
When we first came here, we all poor. So certain budget, you have to find a way to get through. So I've started learning, and then friend say, oh, why don't you visit op shop? You might find thing that, you know, it's good too.
Puluhan tahun kemudian, situasinya telah jauh membaik, namun Han masih merupakan pendukung kuat belanja berkelanjutan. Ia mengatakan ini adalah tentang menggunakan kembali dan mendaur ulang barang-barang daripada disia-siakan.
The fashion, I find, it will be repeated. Like a lot of clothes I bought 30 years ago, and now the fashion come back. Thing is, I can reuse it, and I still become a fashion now. It's one thing that you have to keep your body safe, it's still the same.
Kini berbelanja seperti mencari harta karun bagi Han.
I'm looking for a beauty and the history. Just a plate for you to display. We make in England in early 19th century. And if you go into antique shop, the price will go up to 100. But in the op shop, you might find it for 20-25. A lot of gem and treasure, but you have to keep going and digging and looking. To me, I believe it. If it belong to you, it will wait for you.
Di Australia, terdapat sekitar 2.500 op shops yang mendaur ulang hampir 600 ribu ton barang-barang rumah tangga yang sudah tidak diperlukan dari tempat pembuangan sampah. Omer Soker, CEO dari National Association of Charitable Recycling Organization, mengatakan barang-barang yang didaur ulang itu membantu yayasan mengumpulkan dana sebesar hampir $500 juta per tahunnya.
The proceeds of that go to help the most disadvantaged and marginalized communities in Australia. Homelessness, food and shelter, crisis counseling, mental health, and every gamut of illness and disability. So it's a really important thing to do for our society.
Robert Jones adalah mantan seorang pegawai negeri berusia 68 tahun. Ia merupakan relawan di Finis di daerah Nundah di Brisbane.
I've only bought books from here, but we get some very nice clothing in, and it's very reasonably priced. So, for instance, if I was still working, I'd probably get a lot of my business shirts here.
Eniko Eckert telah mengunjungi banyak toko-toko op shop di luar negeri dan di Australia. Ia juga membantu di Finis Nunda bersama Jones. Eckert memperhatikan bahwa orang-orang yang membeli barang bekas berasal dari semua lapisan masyarakat.
We do have people who do come here because they absolutely need things that they can't afford properly. And people come in who absolutely just love shopping in op shops as a hobby.
Menurut Nature Climate Change Journal, industri fashion adalah salah satu pencemar terbesar di dunia yang menghasilkan lebih banyak emisi daripada penerbangan internasional dan pengiriman laut yang digabungkan. Warga Australia membeli sekitar 27 kg tekstil per tahun, 23 kg diantaranya berakhir di TPA. Ray Collins dari organisasi advokasi lingkungan Planet Ark menjelaskan mengapa fashion adalah perusak lingkungan.
What we're throwing into landfill is the energy, the resources, the water that goes into making these products. That has quite a high environmental and social impact. The fashion industry currently produces about 100 billion new items of clothing every year, and 3 out of 5 of those items currently end up in landfill within 12 months.
Melihat cara pembuatan model cepat konvensional dengan biaya rendah, Collins mengatakan masuk akal bagi konsumen untuk menggunakan kembali pakaian untuk mengurangi limbah.
The thing with a lot of fast fashion and a lot of clothing that we buy these days is made from synthetic fibers, which are basically plastic, so your polyesters and nylons. These not only have the potential to release microfibers from washing these clothes, and then it ends up in our water streams, ends up in the ocean and consumed by marine life and then potentially us.
Perusahaan relokasi Movinga mensurvei 18.000 rumah tangga di 20 negara untuk mengidentifikasi berapa banyak pembelian busana yang sebenarnya digunakan. Penelitian itu mengungkapkan bahwa setidaknya setengah dari pakaian di lemari pakaian kita tidak pernah dipakai. Untuk melawan pemborosan ini, Omer Soker menganjurkan pengalaman berbelanja yang lebih lambat di toko barang bekas.
Have a look around, because there is not only an environmental benefit and a social benefit, there's also a personal benefit, because it's not quite as easy. It's not organized by your size, and there's not 10 of them in a certain color. You have to slow down. And I think that being present in the moment actually is one of the joyous things about being in an op shop, because you have to slow down and have a look at what's there, instead of the typical retail, which is a rush, 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 retail therapy type thing.
Pendengar sekalian, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai sustainable shopping yang mencakup mendaur ulang pakaian-pakaian yang sudah tidak dipakai kembali dengan menjualnya di toko-toko op shops.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.